Welcome to day 12. Loving with gratitude. Marianne Williamson teaches us that there are really only two emotions in life, love and fear. When we open ourselves to feeling and expressing love from a place of gratitude, something miraculous happens. Fear starts to melt away. Love is one of life's greatest teachers. Through love, we experience joy, acceptance, and freedom. You realize that gratitude is not so much about how someone else receives or responds to it. Rather, it's about you connecting with the truest expression of yourself. When you choose to love everything and everybody around you, you send a clear message to the universe. My love transcends fear, anger, rejection. I love even those who've hurt me because they're the ones who need it the most. I'm thankful for every experience, good or bad, and for how it shaped me into the person I am today. Loving fearlessly through gratitude is one of the most courageous things a human being can do. So let's breathe into loving with gratitude and no fear. Deepak is going to guide us to a very special place, and then we will meditate.
Grace has been connected to divine love in every wisdom tradition. Sages and spiritual guides teach us that divine love doesn't have to be deserved. To a modern person, this seems unreasonable because most of us love what's good in our lives and withdraw love when we are displeased. God, or whatever name we apply to a higher power, seems to love bad people too. This is a central part of grace. The reason is that grace isn't a choice. Whether or not we believe in a higher power, grace exists in the infinite field of consciousness. It is the supporting principle behind everything in nature, including our lives. Free as we are to think and act in any way we choose, without nature's support, our bodies couldn't exist for more than a few minutes. Spiritually, this support has been called divine love. You don't have to believe in the divine to accept a very important idea here. Love is already part of your awareness. You can choose to express it or not, to give only a little love or a lot. If you choose to give a lot, something magical happens. You become more of who you really are. This is one of the most joyous aspects of love, but also the most frightening for many people. They hold back from expressing love because they are afraid of being rejected, of seeming needy and weak, or exposing their own insecurity and vulnerability. But nothing stops us from silently giving thanks for the love in our lives. This act of gratitude gladdens the heart and awakens the grace in our lives. Love is active when it is expressed, but its power can be silent too. We all know people who love us, but can rarely find the words for it. No matter, we still know what's in their hearts. Also, gratitude simplifies love by removing the ego. A mother's selfless love, which is filled with appreciation for her child, is the template for merging love and gratitude. The gratitude we feel for the people we love is a recognition of the unity we share with them. Love means overcoming the feeling of separation. It brings a sense of completion that's denied to the ego. So if you take a moment to say, either silently or to someone you love, "Thank you for sharing this life together with such love," know that the two of you are connected at the deepest level where grace unites us all. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. Love is the truest sign of grace in my life. Love is the truest sign of grace in my life. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra, Aham Prema. This mantra means, "My true essence is divine love." As you repeat the mantra, let your heart open and feel pure love flow through all your relationships and into every part of your life. Repeat it silently to yourself. Aham Prema. Aham Prema. Aham Prema. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Aham Prema. Aham Prema. Aham Prema. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Aham Prema. Aham Prema. Aham Prema. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. Love is the truest sign of grace in my life. Love is the truest sign of grace in my life. Love is the truest sign of grace in my life. Namaste.